If you're not on, you're on. Okay, you're on. What the? There's a missile launching. Oh my god. Oh, no, never mind. That was from. Okay. Whoa, thank god. I thought Elon did something.
Sounds good.
Alright, we're on the show. We're the show, the Flatline Podcast. Flatline Podcast. The Flatline. You know me. The dreamer. I dream! And I wheeze! And I swing! We got shows, we got good shows.
We got something going on, and we got something wrong with whatever the hell is going on with my microphone. And we are going to fix it. And we're live, can't do nothing about it. So it's all
live and it's all technical issues. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk we have technical issues when I go live? Because somebody's hijacked all my stuff. They have. I swear to God, I feel like I am lost in... Tucker Carlson's world from years ago. It was like 8 months ago. But it feels like years ago. But hey, I feel like I'm interesting. They're getting me, man. Somebody's attacking me. They are attacking me. Why? Because I speak the truth. I speak true honesty. What? And you want to kick me out? Go ahead. Then go ahead and you can do, like I said. I said X-Pac was DX. And he hex-chopped it in 1990. Two, when he was 1, 2, 3 kid, and you kicked him out. Okay, he did my a lot of that to himself. And a lot of this was evolved. A lot of weird stuff was going on. I like to hear a big story on that one. But yeah, anyway, that's the whole story. But he, that's where I saw it on YouTube. YouTube is real, Joe Rogan. Don't even tell your friend. Your friend, you getting on him anymore by because you listen watches YouTube? YouTube is totally real, dude. And Joe, just to let you know, if you didn't already, YouTube's like Hulu. It's like Hulu and Netflix now, okay? You can watch movies, go to everything we want. They are subscribed to every single freaking outlet of the world. Yes, they are real. Now how could that be? Well, who knows? Who knows in this world? Hey, why? And I'm live and I fucked snuck this up. Bad! We got noise though. At least I can hear. This is what messed me up. I went to play my music, which was,
Sounds Drive.
You don't even want to know. Because he's doing it right now. He's playing. What day is it? What is it today? Monday? No, he can't do it yet. Is he a loser? He used to be able to do it, but he never even got to Mondays. He never even got to Mondays, but I'm pretty sure this is a theme song. I'm Adam Cole. Wow! Slick Rick Adam Cole. And I'm pretty sure he never got to do that on Mondays. He had to do it on NXT days, and then now he's doing it on AEW days, which is probably Wednesdays, which is definitely not Mondays. He's not doing this. Walk down like this. It's like, I'm at Stop Strike Adam Cole. You definitely made me feel inferior, Jennifer. Because you look beautiful. You're beautiful when I'm ugly. Hey, Adam, we're off ya. We're off ya on that snuff. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing only. Holly Holm, she may have won that fight, maybe not won that fight. Who cares? Liv and Ryan, Fleck and Flux. Did any of them do anything? Did either of them show me that the only one that can show me that she was hungry to win a fight was Caitlin Vieira? That's how you have to judge that fight. The way I judge that fight was the way I judge every fight. She was the one who wanted to win that fighting hungry and wanted to win in style, wanted to be style and profiling. Because if you want, she could go out there and just take, she could take you out. You don't get this Holly Holm, they could take you out, Holly Holm. You're being used as a peg bushing. You're used as a peg pushing. Because it's out. You're done. You're sitting there, you're trying to get back here. Somebody told you to get back to the fight. You ain't gonna get back to the fight. So you're back here. You're back here, and now you can get mad about this? No. She beat you. Why didn't you do something to Holly? Whom? You had her against a fence. You had her against a fence for God knows how long. This one guy said it was 4 minutes. 4 minutes the whole round, he was sitting right there watching it. What's he miss? Well, I'll take his word. Well, gee whiz, 4 minutes. 4 minutes you had her right up against the fence, and you didn't do jack schnuck knuckies. You were the only one bleeding at the end and breathing hard. She had nothing on her. The only thing that looked bad was a couple black blood on her legs from some good kicks that you gave her, probably because you sharpened your toenails up, you cheater. Because you're a cheater, I think. I don't even know. You're probably not a cheater. You're a great fighter. Awesome. Actually, taking all that back, I'm live and it sucks. But Holly Holm was a great fighter, is a great fighter, is one of the great greats of greats. Yes, whatever. Okay, but Caitlin Vieira won that fight. How do you not think she didn't? How do you not think she didn't? For crying out loud! There was a fence grab that nobody called about. That's a 1 point deduction. A 1 point deduction. John Annick, John Annick, he's the only one that called. Nobody else wanted to say anything. But yeah, there was a scream and a fling and a bling and a ding. Right there when she went, bling, ba-doom, ba-ding. And she grabbed it. And then half a second, maybe get her to do that little. You never know. You never know. I didn't fight. I wasn't in the fight. I don't know the fight. I'm telling you the fight. Caitlin Vieira, give her a title fight now already. For crying out loud, she already made one woman move out of weight class, even though we don't see her at the weight class. And then we got her beating Holly Holm. I'm just saying, let's do this. Man, what does Caitlin got to do anymore? She's getting older. She's getting older. She wants to have kids like Ronda Rousey. She wants to do stuff like that, okay? She wants to have families. Like Rose might want to do. Jeez, Rose out there having Rose like, how do you know Rose don't want to have a family one day, man? And you keep putting her out and doing this stuff. I hope the guy is down with this guy, though. But hey, all to you, Rose. You might love Paul Berry, Phil Berry, Pat Berry, Pat Berry. Pat Berry been hitting head a lot of times. Pat Berry doesn't know what he's doing right now, I don't think. And you go watch a guy from Australia, he will tell you right to your face. He does pretty good. He does a pretty good impression of Pat Berry. Like, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I'm gonna try to do him, not like that. Like not like Jesse on Fire tries to do us by being cool and then all of a sudden just stealing your stuff and just running off with it. Because I'm pretty sure he might have done this to this guy. But he's pretty good. Pat Berry. Yeah, I've been there. Don't worry about it. You're gonna be fine. You're Australian. He can't do that much better than that. The guy's trying. He's trying. He can't do that. He's trying to act like he's New York now too. Unique. He is trying to act like he's unique now too. So it's totally not even cool because the only reason we even know unique is because of you and you and unique and you guys are both being sued by Brendan Schaub who both sucks. Which means you guys are all trying to get us to freaking. You have joined the Paul fan club. You have joined the Jake and John and Joan and Logan Paul fan club and you're losers. Get out of here, losers! Kick out of here, Smurfs! Go play with Smurf. Smurf don't mess around with shit. I think she might be dead by now, but anyway, that was a television show on TNT. Yes, I used to host AEW, which is my new guest. Next guest. Who your name? Nope, the Adam Cole. That's Adam Cole. That's company Adam Cole's taking down the ground with CM Punk. But CM Punk, I actually got to give you some credit. Street credit for it. Because at least you went in there and tried. Nobody, half those guys aren't even fucking tough enough to even try to get in there. Adam Cole, not tough enough to go in there and try to mess with me, man. I take Adam Cole in the octagon. You want me, Adam? Let's do it. I want to do it. I want to Adam Cole because Adam Cole thinks he's so hot and smooth. John Miz. You know what? Miz might actually be tough. Because Miz. He's a joker. He's a son of a bitch. He's a son of a bitch. But he's been my son of a bitch in my face for my entire life, basically. Because pretty sure he somehow got on MTV when he was like 18 years old and started acting cool. And all of a sudden now he's dropped the Miz. And he's like, he did good. That was pretty smart and you're pretty talented. So I'm not going to mess with him. But you guys over here, you're trying to and being stupid. You're stupid. Do you realize this guy was just down hosting freaking TRL, or he was there, then all of a sudden he said, I'm gonna be a professional wrestler, use my fucking cool gifts they gave me, the God gave him, not the real God, the real, I mean, the, no, actual, the real God, and we're live, and I gotta go. because I just realized I'm live and I just went off on a tangent and they're all yelling at me right now. Yes. Okay. Have a good one. Woo! That was not a Ric Flair steal, and I tangented into that one. That was bad. That was ugly, and that was sad. And that was bitch. That's a bitch out move, and I'm a bitch out guy. And I gotta go. Have a good one. Wait. I don't even remember what I was talking about anymore. It's not a good day. Check me out tomorrow, maybe. Who knows? See you later.